Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today in Science from Wired.
Oh, good. Now there's an outbreak of wildfire thunderclouds. Huge pyrocumulonimbus clouds just formed over fires in the West. Here's why they could become more common on a warmer planet, by Matt Simon. Last week, the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory held a very 2021 press conference in which scientists reported a very 2021 outbreak of smoke thunderclouds. Catastrophic wildfires exacerbated by catastrophic climate change had produced a rash of pyrocumulonimbus plumes over the western United States and Canada, known in the scientific vernacular as pyro-CB. You can think of them as like giant chimneys funneling smoke that's being released by the fire up into a thunderstorm, said David Peterson, a meteorologist at the research laboratory, during the Zoom press conference. You can imagine this extremely dirty thunderstorm with all these smoke particles of water to condense on. Unlike a typical thunderstorm, though, the resulting water droplets don't tend to get large enough to fall as rain. But it is a cloud that can produce a lot of lightning, Peterson added. These clouds can then advance across the landscape, sparking new wildfires as they go. So not only can the blaze propagate itself by flinging embers ahead of the main fire line, California's wildfires are so deadly in part because of strong seasonal winds that push them at incredible speeds, it can also produce so much hot rising smoke that it, in essence, recruits the atmosphere to light more fires for it. It's a runaway self-proliferating machine. The pyrocumulonimbus plumes will also energize the wildfire that spawned them. As the hot air rises away from the fire, air near the ground rushes in to fill the void, supercharging wind speeds at the surface. But because a pyro-CB is a thundercloud, it also produces a downdraft along with that updraft, creating extremely irregular wind behavior near the surface. Basically, if you're expecting a pyro-CB spawning wildfire to behave in rational ways, marching across the landscape with the prevailing winds, you've got another thing coming. And these pyro-CBs can be huge. The hotter a wildfire burns, the more rising air it produces. These are pushing smoke upward at extreme velocities, such that they're injecting smoke at altitudes above the cruising altitude of jet aircraft, said Peterson. So we're talking 50, 60,000 feet potentially. In fact, he says the smoke will actually pour into the atmosphere's next layer, the stratosphere, which is above where weather typically occurs. Peterson added that one pyro-CB that formed in British Columbia in 2017 produced a plume that persisted in the stratosphere for 10 months. Once all these smoke aerosols have made it into the stratosphere, they can have a contradictory effect. Because they can actually block out the sun, they'll cool the landscape underneath, but the plume itself will absorb the sun's energy, warming the air locally to create a thermal bubble. This creates an atmospheric engine that drives a circulation of the smoke, what scientists have dubbed a swirl. So that little engine event created by virtue of putting smoke in the stratosphere leads to its own stratospheric weather, said Mike Fromm of the Remote Sensing Division at U.S. Naval Research Laboratory during the press conference. That's a brand new discovery, but it's very real, and we've seen it now in a number of cases. At the end of June, Peterson and Fromm tracked one of the largest pyro CB plumes ever recorded in North America. The formation of these kinds of clouds may not be a bug, but rather a feature of a climate gone bizarro. We've been in a wave of pyro CB activity in North America, near daily activity in recent days, Peterson said. This pyro CB outbreak is actually the latest in a series of pyro CB outbreaks that we've seen worldwide in recent years. The awful bushfire season of 2019-20 in Australia, for instance, produced 38 of these plumes over the course of just a few days. Siberia, of all places, has also been spawning them as its landscape warms, dries out, and ignites. There have been conspicuously many of them, I would say, over the last few fire seasons, says UCLA climate scientist David Swain, and there's probably a couple of different reasons for that. For one, scientists have just been looking for them more and have developed better detection tools. If a tree falls in a forest and nobody sees it. But now we've got a lot of people hiking through the woods, if you will, says Swain. It may also be the case that there are more trees falling in the woods, in addition to there being more hikers. Another key variable is the condition of the atmosphere, which needs to be unstable to spawn any kind of thunderstorm. Typically, the bigger the contrast between the warmer air near the ground and the cooler air above, the more unstable things get. A very intense fire burning under a stable atmosphere won't produce a pyro CB, but a medium intensity fire might if the atmosphere is already unstable and the rising hot air gives it a little jolt. That's effectively what these fires are doing. They're giving a kick to the atmosphere, says Swain. Another reason we might be seeing more of these plumes, he says, is that wildfires are simply getting bigger and hotter. If there is an increase in these clouds, the most plausible reason would be an increase in the intensity of the wildfires themselves, says Swain. Indeed, the places that are seeing more of the clouds, Australia, North America, Siberia, are also seeing fiercer wildfires. And there's yet another factor. I think this is because of the record dryness of the fuels, says Craig Clements, a fire weather researcher at San Jose State University. Drier fuels lead to more heat release and more vigorous updrafts that can then penetrate deeper into the atmosphere. Extreme drought in places like the American West has sucked virtually all of the moisture out of the vegetation, priming it to burn. More pyro CBs mean more headaches for firefighters who already have to worry about not getting overrun by increasingly massive blazes, much less them spawning lightning that starts more fires. But more pyro CBs could have major consequences for the larger Earth system, too. If we get more of these large outbreaks and we have these plumes that encircle a portion of the globe, as we've seen recently, what does that mean in terms of feedbacks? Asked Peterson. Can that cool the surface? Can that affect meteorology? This probably won't be the last of the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory's very 2021 press conferences.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.